So we're going to learn the Pri Tzadik on Parshas Vayelech V'Shabbos Tshuva, Ois Ches. Ois Ches. He quotes the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah that after Cain was confronted by the Ribbono Shel Olam and told what his punishment would be for having murdered Hevel, Paga by Adam Harishain, Omar Loi, Man Ne'ase Bedincha, or Ne'ase Bedincha, what is your verdict? What's the verdict in your case? Adam asks Cain. You were the murderer. Omar Loi, Cain said to Adam Harishon, Asisi Tshuva, Venis Pasharti. I did Tshuva. And a pshara, meaning an agreement or compromise, was reached, so that what would have been the complete, utter destruction and death of Cain was averted. Even the gezerah we'll see of Nav Nod Tiyabaritz, that he would be homeless and rootless, even that was mitigated somewhat. Hiskel Adam Harishon Mitafeach Al Panov. Adam Harishon puts his hands up to his face. He says, "Oh my, Amar." Adam Harishon says, "Kachu Koicha Shel Tshuva." I didn't realize what the Koich of Tshuva is. Now, Adam Harishon also needed to do Tshuva, didn't he? Having eaten from the Eitz Hadas, Miad Amad Adam Harishon VaAmar. Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Adam Harishon says, Mizmer Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Tov L'Hayderes L'Hashem V'L'Zam V'L'Shim Chelyein. So we have to understand what the connection of Tshuva and Shabbos might be, and why Tov L'Hayderes L'Hashem is the appropriate response when you realize what the power of Tshuva is. First of all, he says, is the koyach, is the power of tshuva limited to being able to mitigate that which would otherwise be a much more severe punishment? Is the power of tshuva limited to a compromise? Hainu, lahekel ha'einish lemechitza, to merely reduce the punishment by half? Now that sounds like it's a lot and it's good, but tshuva is much more powerful than that. Is it only so powerful as to reduce the punishment by half? K'may she'amru, as Chazal say in Medrash Rabbah in Nitzavim, it's Simen Ches in the Medrash Rabbah in Nitzavim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Na v'nod tiyeh ba'aretz, utterly rootless and moving from place to place, homeless. You will be completely homeless. Shehekel mimenu no. That the no was taken away. Chatzi hagzeira. Only half of the punishment ultimately was meted out. Because the pasuk says about Kayin, Vayeshev be'eretz noid. So the Medrash says, Vayeshev Eretz Noid implies that he was not as rootless and not as bound to wander as much as the original Gezerah had been. But the question is, Haloi Be'emes Koichi Shel Tshuva Hu Yosef. The Tshuva is much more powerful. Tshuva is Mechaper. She Mechaper HaKol. V'yuchal Oid La'asais Mizidainois Zuchuyais. It completely brings forgiveness. It is even capable of having that which was a zadain, an intentional sin. In the aftermath of the tshuva, the person becomes so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so pure that it is a zechus to have had the whole process. He's better off now for it. So how can tshuva only be described as a pshara? And Adam Harishon celebrates that.
That's only tshuva
me'ahava. Tshuva me'ahava, correct.
If Cain was in that level.
Okay. Apparently not, but still Adam Harishon is celebrating a tshuva. He is celebrating Cain's tshuva, and he's comparing himself to Cain, with an aspiration to do the tshuva, which is really falling so short of what tshuva should be. Ach inyan, the Isa, again in Bereishis Rabba, al adam arishon. When he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he did, it says, he nasna li min ha'etz va'ochel. She, woman, gave me of the Eitz Hadas, and I ate. But it doesn't say, I ate, past tense. V'ochalti ein ksiv. It's in present tense. Ela v'ochel. Which means, and I'm eating, I currently eat of it. Ochalti, I ate in the past. V'ochel, and I will eat. V'ochel rekasha leimar al adam arishin shalei ratza lazav darka. Rak Amar Sheyechel Oid. You can't imagine Adam turning to God and saying, not only did I do wrong by eating of Eitz Hadas, I will continue to eat in the future. How can that be? Akvar Amarnu Shehaperishu. We've already explained. The explanation is Shilachesha Chota Loihemin Baatzmai Oid Sheyuchel Hisgaber Al Yitzray. Oy, is this a human weakness of ours, that we sin and then we believe we're stuck and that we can't but sin, and we don't believe in ourselves as capable of surmounting and countering the Yetzer Hara? He just didn't believe. Lehemin ba'atzmei oit sheyuchel hisgaber al yitzray, ach shekvar nichnas boy. Once the Yetzer Hara is in him, from having eaten from Eitz Hadas, V'don ba'atzma, he says, like the Kal V'chaimer, im mikaydem shallah haya loy hayetzer hara, haya yachalich nesbay. If the yetzer hara, which was not an intrinsic part of him, could invade him and cause him to sin, ulufatoysay, and then to cause him and talk him into eating from the yetzer das. Kol shekein ato, ach shekvar chato. Now that he has sinned already, and the Yetzer Hara is in him, he's never going to be able to conquer this Yetzer. He's never going to defeat the Yetzer Hara. He didn't want to say anything untrue to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he just is literally a fallen man who says, I am fallen and I cannot pick myself up. I have eaten from Eitz Hadas, I know evil, and I cannot escape evil. I will continue to eat, meaning I will continue to have this weakness and this failing. Zesh Amar HaMedrash. That's why the Medrash says that he basically told the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Achalti ve'ochel. I ate and I will continue. Behisnatzlos, he's defending himself. He is saying, I'm too weak to hold back. He's admitting to his human weakness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu yada she'ikar geder ha'tshuva hu. He knew that the basic true achievement of complete tshuva is, as the Rambam says, ad she'yoyed alav ha'yodea ta'lumais. According from the Rambam, Hilchus Tshuva, Perk Beis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows all that is otherwise unknown and secret, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows Shelo Yashuv Lozeh HaChet Lo'olam, when that person who's done a sin, whatever it may be, can't be sure, but God knows that he would never do it again, that's tshuva. V'zeh lo'hem in ba'atzma sh'yuchel hisgaber al yitzvay kol tach. But Adam Rishon didn't believe in himself, didn't believe he could be misgaber on his yetzer to the correct measure and fully. Ach acher sheshama mikayin. But once he heard from Kayin, she'amar loy, asisi tshuva v'nispasharti. He says, I did tshuva. And it was a partial tshuva. And it was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu granting him some partial relief of what would have been his punishment. Af de Isa, sheyotzek kind of dasa el yana. When it says vayetze Kayin b'lifnei Hashem, when he left, so to speak, his audience that had been with God, it says it in a way that implies that he felt, oh wow, I'm going to sneak away and kind of like, quote, end quote, get away with it, as if he's going to Avdas Al Yayin, as if he can fool God by having convinced Hashem that he could be given a lighter sentence. So in other words, his attitude is very poor. He doesn't accept full guilt and does not have the complete contrition that you'd expect. Al Ze Omar, therefore Adam Rishon says, nevertheless, Kachu Kach Shel Tshuva, Shemoil Gam Bevidui Dvarim Levad. Even if a person just says and isn't sure that he won't do this sin ever again, tshuva helps. So he was encouraged because he, Adam, didn't believe in himself. He was trying to be sincere. He was trying to do full tshuva. He was trying to say, never again, I won't do it, I promise, I know. But he couldn't say it. He wasn't that sure of himself. He couldn't present those words before God. He couldn't say it. Now he encounters Cain, who says what he could. Oh, I'm so sorry, and can't you forgive me? I mean, is there no gadol avonim
in the same, though. I mean, he's talking about, I'm going to keep eating the fruit. Cain's not going to, I'm going to keep murdering people.
But when he says, I'm going to keep eating the fruit, he doesn't mean that he intends to. He means that he's fearful that he is going to. That's what he means. He's fearful that he's going to. He's fearful that he can't stop it, that he can't control it, that he can't be misgaber over the Yetzer. Here he meets Cain, who says, I'm sorry, but I really am not as sorry as I should be. But he says the words, he says, I'm sorry. And he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for forgiveness, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to give him some reprieve from the full punishment. So Adam now sees that man is capable of a tshuva in which, if he's sincere and the words come out of his mouth and he means them, whether they are fully true, whether he can predict about himself, whether he really knows that he has the ability and the power to overcome the Yetzer or not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts that tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with us, so to speak. Even though it's seemingly Dvarim Levad, even though it's seemingly just words, still, Shemayel Gam Bevidoi Dvarim Levad, Af She'enoi Oizev, Oid, though he has not yet abandoned sin, Ha'aziva Haru'uya, even though he has not left all of it behind, he has not left the midah, the character flaw, and the weakness that a person has not been fully left behind. But there's enough resolution. The person has resolved so much that and wants so much that they not do it ever again, and they say so, even though it's not yet to the degree that Yaid Allah Yodea Talumais, to quote the Rambam, even though it is not yet the case that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would attest to the fact that in the future this person will not ever do it again. That may not yet be the case, but still, that's what the person wants. That's what the person wishes for. He wishes to be one about whom it can be said in heaven, it'll never happen again. That's enough. That's also tshuva. Hu al derech she'amru. This is again quoting from Tehillim. Vayifatuhu b'fihem uvilshonim yichazvu loy. That they say words, but they really don't mean it. Ba'afal pikein, nevertheless, the Gemara deals with this question and says, how can it be if a person is mefata befe, says davens, says slach lanu avinu kichatonu, but if it's befe, if it's more just lip service, and still v'hurach mechaper avoin? So the Gemara says that's the power of tefillah b'tzibur. Rav Tzadik here means that yes, if that's what a person really wants, And it might yet be that it's more bepeh than it's going to be in practice, but at least that's what the person aspires to sincerely. So then that too is the reason why Hashem will be mechaper of hurach mechaper avay. Rav Tzadik now continues. Adam Rishon realizes now this yesod, this idea that it cannot always be that we're going to be so sure of ourselves that the chet and all of that which entices us is going to be overcome. The person is still in the midst of the battle. It's a long battle. It's not a short battle. It takes a lifetime, perhaps, to overcome. And maybe even at the end of life, there's still an imperfection. But it's still tshuva, because that's what I want, and I say so. So, v'ani lo ha'yisi yodea. I didn't realize this. Miyad amad v'amar mizbashil yom ha'shabbos. Why? Hainu d'sham k'siv toiv l'hoidois l'Hashem. What does it say? L'hoidois l'Hashem?
To thank or to admit?
L'hoidois means to admit, to praise, but it also means to be maida, as in to be misvada. Toiv l'hoidois l'Hashem. V'loi k'siv v'oizev. It doesn't say, and to abandon all of our bad ways. We try to, but the most important thing is to say, I admit to you, Hashem, I want you, Hashem, I praise you, Hashem, and I wish to be with you and close to you again, in spite of my error and my misdeed and my mistake and my chet. Even though it's not, k'mo she'nemar, umoide v'oizev yerucham. In Mishlei, right? It says, "Mechaseb shoav lo yatzliach." Cover up your averis. That's not good enough. You have to leave them behind. You have to abandon them. Umoidev aizev yerucham. Nevertheless, rak shezehu koyach haShabbos. The koyach of Shabbos is that we get close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore sheyoyil hadvarim levad gamkein. So mere words, if they are sincerely expressed, work. They work. The vidui is sincerely expressed, even though it's more in expression than in what might happen after the vidui. But it's the desire of the person thus expressed, and it works. And that's the power of Shabbos, and specifically of Shabbos tshuva. And so that's why there's a special effort made to be Mekadosh Shabbos tshuva, because the koyach of tshuva is heightened on Shabbos. Sheyoyel hadvarim levad gamkein. That we're close to Hashem, that the material world is set behind us, and therefore the ability for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say, I take these words, and I value and treasure them. This is the person's true desire. There's an upliftment of the neshama, the tshuva that Shabbos makes possible, includes this idea of, even if it's just more words than a reality at this early moment, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the tshuva. Hu al derech shekosav Rambam, very much like the Rambam writes in Hilchis Gerushin, why the husband who is being forced physically to give a get, but then eventually he gives it, why do we say that that's a get that's kosher and that it's not considered ma'usa? Why isn't it considered a sham? He really didn't mean to give it. No. That's how the Rambam explains. B'tam shemoyel get ma'usa b'Yisrael shekaifen oisei ad sha'im eroitze ani. We physically force the man and pain him and cause him grief till he gives the get. Af shehu be'emes anus al yedei ze. Even though he's being forced. If you take away the force that you're applying to him, he would refuse. Ach, but since he is obligated, he should be giving the get, the Bezdin says. It's just that his Yitzer is not letting him do what's right. Since he wants to be a good Jew, v'yitzrei hu shetakfei, it's his yetzer that's holding him back. Kevin Shahuka Achatoshash Yitzray. If he is struck, if we beat him, so that his Yitzer is broken and he no longer has that desire to defy the Bezdin. Vamar, Roitzani? And he says, okay, I want to give the get. Kvar Giresh, Luritzainai. That's enough for us to say, this is his desire, and the get is given, and they are divorced. Ayin Sham. So the Rambam is saying that that which a person does seemingly against his will is not necessarily truly against his will. If what it is something that is supposed to be done according to Torah, if it's the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then even though seemingly he's only doing it because he's being physically forced to do it, we believe that because he's a Jew, ultimately he really does want to do it. He wants to do the right thing. He really intrinsically, in his soul of souls, wants to be a holy Jew and wants to do the right thing. But the Yetzer Hara is holding him back. But since he wants to do the right thing, that's enough for us to say, if he gave the get, it's given, and they are divorced. Similarly here, if a person wants to be a Baal Tshuva, and he wants to be Oizev the Chet, even if he has not yet succeeded in being Oizev the Chet, if he really wants to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts the Tshuva. That's what Adam Rishon sees in Kayin, and in Kayin's weak or compromised Tshuva, but yet a tshuva accepted in part by Hashem. Adam says, wow, I didn't realize so much can be accomplished in tshuva if we want to, if we just have the desire to. That's truly going to be so impactful. It's not mere words because of the desire, even though in action we might yet fail the test if ever we are tested. Avol b'emes ritzoneinu hapnimi hu, because our really true inner desire is to completely and with fealty do the will of God, even though the Yetzer dictates and holds us back, dictates otherwise and holds us back. Ubishabas she'oz nasa mevurar she'Yisrael kshurim b'sherish b'Hashem Yisbarach. Shabbos, where a person is tied up intrinsically, and the sherish of the neshama bound with HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to the fore, bound up with Hashem, comes to be felt and recognized. B'sherish b'Hashem Yisbarach. We are back, we are connecting with Hashem Yisbarach. U'rutzeinenu la'aser yisrutzeinecho. It is the ultimate day in bonding with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leaving the material behind, emphasizing the neshama, and binding and bringing our neshamas back to be with Hashem. L'chein, oz mo'il gam ha-vidui peh. Therefore, specifically on Shabbos, the vidui peh is so powerful because it's the day when our ratzon to be with Hashem and to do what Hashem wishes shines through. Because the power of being Moedel Hashem on Shabbos is more powerful than on any other day. Because it's a day when we are able to set aside everything which holds us back. When we leave behind the world and all that which in its physicality holds us back from being closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein matzinu b'kayin, and we find by Kayin, sheba'emes hoyel tshuvasa, his tshuva was quite effective, de'isa, because it says that Nama was achos tuvol Kayin, she was ishtei shel Noach, she was a descendant of Kayin, the wife of Noach, v'yatzim mimena kol ha'olam, from her was born all over the world, the children of Noach, Shem, Cham, and Yafes, Avraham Avinu, Alav Shalom, Chol Umu HaYisraelis. V'chein b'sherish neshama is Isa Mehari HaKadosh, the mechtze m'sherish Kayin, the mechtze m'sherish Havel. That in human souls, in the world of neshamas, there's an aspect of the neshama that's like Kayin, in its aggression, and its in its self-seeking and in its even possibility of leading the guf to violence. And then there's the side of the neshama that's like Hevel. Which means that Kayin achieved tshuva in part. V'zeh gam kein al yedei koyach ha-shabos. This is through the power of Shabbos, the B'knisas Shabbos Ksiv. Right before Shabbos, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw all of creation and said, and it's Nidrash in Bereshis Rabbah that Ma'od is actually, it's Adam, but it's also Nidrash that Ma'od includes all kinds of negative possibilities. Various Tanoim are quoted saying, Toiv is life, Ma'od is Mavis, Toiv, Ma'od is the Yetzirah, Ma'od, Gehenim, Yisurin, pain. Al-Kola Hefech HaToiv. The drasha on Ma'od is for all the terrible things, all different kinds of terrible things, and that's called Toiv Ma'od. Why? Because ultimately, all those things that are so bad can be turned around and can become forces for good. There's nothing that is so good as the defeat of evil. There's nothing that is so fantastic as that which emerges after the evil. The light that was created and that is able to come out specifically because darkness demanded that such light be there to displace, to undo that darkness. This is about, again, he says, we've discussed this. This is in Brachas Yud Aleph. It says in the Gemara Brachas that we make two brachas in the morning before Kriyashma. That's not what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk in Yeshayahu reads, Ani Hashem. But we don't say Ra. We don't say Ra. We say Yetzirah Levarei Choshech. Choshech is bad enough, but we have to because we have to say that the Midah of Yoim exists in Laila and the Midah of Laila exists in Yoim. The Gemara explains, but he goes on here and says, V'hechen Metzinu Briya Eitzel Ra. When was Ra created? Gemara says, of course. Gemara Psochim. Why doesn't it say ki toiv on Yom Sheni on the second day of creation? Because on the second day of creation, the fire, meaning the destructive force of Gehenna, was created. We have explained the Eish Shel Gehenim, Hainu HaYetzahara. The Eish of Gehenim is the Yetzahara. Shehu Eish Shel Gehenim. That's what the Eish of Gehenim is. It's a power that is destructive. Yetzahara is destruction. Kamesha Amru. As it says in Bereshis Rabbah, Parsha Vav. It says Yud, but it's Parsha Vav. And then again, there's a misprint. Lo Yoyim. He's referring to an earlier Manda Amad that's quoted there. There's a Manda Amad that says, "Ein Gehenim Ela Yoyim Shehu Melahet Es Harishoyim," as it says in the pasuk, "Hinei Hayoyim Ba Boyer Ketaner," pasuk in Malachi. But Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi says, "Lo Yoyim V'Lo Gehenim." You know what Gehenim is? The Gehenim is the very destructive force created by the person who does the sin. It's like a self-destructing force. It's the eish of the taiva in the person that causes the person to do what's wrong. In other words, that Kadosh Baruch Hu created a Yetzahara. And we are supposed to serve Hashem with that Yetzahara. We serve Hashem by defeating that Yetzahara. We serve Hashem by turning certain forces that come up with the Yetzer Hara and turning them around and co-opting those energies and powers that we have for good things. Abba b'knisas Shabbos k'siv v'yar l'kim es kol ha'sharasav hinei toiv ma'oid. V'hu al pi masha amar b'zayar ha'kadosh d'les nahara ela ha'hu d'nafik m'goy ha'shaych. Light, the greatest light is what comes out of darkness. V'les tava ela ha'hu d'nafik m'goy bish. Good is what comes out of what's bad. V'ze mizgala b'shabbos d'hakol nasa toiv ma'oid. Tava m'goy bish. Right. Right. A sin, terrible thing. And if a person bounces back after that sin, and if it's tshuva ma'ahava, and the zdoinos and na'asaloi zechuyos, then all that was bad turns into something that's entirely good. L'chein Shabbos zman tshuva, shahi'ila af tshuvas kayin. Shabbos is a time of tshuva. A time when even Cain, who was more bepeh than not, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you really mean it, to whatever degree you do, that's tshuva. Ba'al zeh Omar, therefore, Adam Rishon said, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos Tov L'Hodos LaHashem. She b'Shabbos Moel Af Dvarim Levad. Mere words. She yavarer oisei Hashem Yisbarach Achakach. Shehu be'emes meritzein halev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will realize that it's the truth, that it's the true desire of the person. Shiritzenein ulase shiritzencha. V'Yisrael kshurim bereishis hamachshava k'amor. Yisrael, Am Yisrael wants to do everything that Hashem wants us to be doing, and wants that everything that we do, if it's a mistake, should be undone and should be made into something which is now a force for good. We want to reach that level of Zadainais, Nasloik Zhuyais. If we don't reach it right away, but we'd want to. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that. That's what Adam HaRishon celebrates. When he bumps into Kayin and realizes if Kayin, who's merely saying the words and has not yet really internalized them fully, if he was able to achieve tshuva, then even though I fear for whether I will or will not be able to overcome the Yetzer, and therefore I only say words of tshuva that I cannot be sure of as to whether they are fully true and whether they will be fully recognized and fulfilled. But I mean it when I say it. Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, L'Yom HaShabbos Tov L'Hodos LaHashem. A tremendous idea, because we come to Yom Kippur and we look at ourselves and we say, well, how much different is this year from last year? Didn't I promise? And all kinds of ways in which I slid back into the kinds of behaviors I promised never to do again. And the answer is, but if I fear or doubt myself, nevertheless, if that's what I really want, if that's what I'm committed to, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's tshuva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us back in tshuva. Of course, tshuva shalema lefanecha. So tshuva shalema lefanecha means lefanecha, that you, Hashem, yodea talumos, you know that I'm not going to ever slip back again, that my backsliding is over. But I don't know it. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts us in tshuva. And that's what Adam HaRishon, to his astonishment and delight, sees and found as he spoke with Kayin. And therefore says, Tov L'Hodos LaHashem, on the Yom HaShabbos, on the day of Shabbos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that much more able to be with, to abide our imperfection, where we are able to be better than otherwise, better than we are all week, able to dissociate ourselves with so much that tethers us and holds us back. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the day when your expression of Ratzon, where your expression of that will, which is truly your desire is able to accomplish the tshuva that at least you are beginning to do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our tshuva.